Journal. Hi, it's me. You know who. Operation Wingo was underway. There was no turning back. The fate of the mission in the balance, but probably two-thirds of my social studies grade. It was a dangerous mission, all right, but danger is my middle name. Well, actually, Yancy is my middle name, but my nickname is Danger. As I swung there 50 feet in the air, I tried to remember how it all began. It was a typical day in Mrs. Wingo's class. Boomer was studying a comic book.
Wingo.
And as usual, Roger was throwing himself head first into his studies.
Mr. Bot?
Huh? I didn't do it. Oh, hey, Mrs. Wingo. I was just preparing my brain for your next challenging question.
Mm-hmm.
I had a project of my own. Oops.
Oh, yes, I almost forgot. Everyone, please pass in your essays.
Usually, this was my favorite part of class. Well, not that I'm in love with homework, but for another reason.
Doug?
Oh, hey, Patty. How are you?
I'm fine, Doug. How are you?
Fine.
Do you have your homework?
Yes. It couldn't be. I couldn't be that stupid. Could I?
There you go.
I was that stupid. Hideously stupid. I just handed in my doodle to Mrs. Wingo instead of my essay.
You're awfully quiet tonight, Doug. Is something wrong?
Wrong? Who said something was wrong?
Did something happen at school today?
I'll get it.
This is what you think I look like, Doug.
I could just see it. I'd never live it down. This was terrible. And she was grading them right now. There wasn't a thing I could do. In a matter of minutes, I was going to be dead meat. Why did I ever draw that doodle? I had to keep cool, though. She might not even know I was the one who drew it. That's it. I'd pretend I'd never seen it before. Play it cool.
Who turned in?
I did it. It was me. I did it. I'm sorry.
Doug? Your paper is My First Pair of High Heels? Your name's not on it.
Hey, that's my paper, Mrs. Wingo.
I was so embarrassed, but I was alive. When she found that paper, I'd be embarrassed and dead. I had to find a way to get it back. The window. Now you don't. Thank you. Thank you. I could only hope there was a breeze today. Now all I had to do was get to that window.
Doug, what are you doing out of your seat?
Oh, I just thought we could all use some fresh air.
Are you feeling sick?
No, but I've got a feeling I'm gonna be fairly soon.
Everyone back to your reading.
This was getting serious. If Mrs. Wingo saw that doodle, I'd be in for some major humiliation.
Hey, no waves!
No, 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 no,
get him! Get him!
But I'm not a witch. I just drew a doodle.
Burn him anyway. Yes, a doodling witch.
Someone's calling.
I was in huge trouble. What was I gonna do? Smash Adams? Yeah, Smash Adams, secret agent. How would he get my doodle back? Whoa, seemed like an awful lot of work. Plus, I was running out of time. Mrs. Wingo was getting closer to my drawing every second. Then it hit me. I knew exactly how Smash would stop her.
Oh, Smash, you know that stuff goes right to my head.
Oh. Why didn't you ever tell me you were such a charming creature, Mrs. Wingo?
Oh, Smash. You know, Smash.
No, don't say a word. Just let me linger on your lovely looks. Why, what large brown eyes you have.
Oh.
And that ravishing hair.
Oh, Smash.
To you. My only hope was to use my charm to distract Mrs. Wingo while I got that doodle back.
Doug?
I just wanted to say I never noticed what large hair you have.
Doug, what are you...
No, don't say anything. Just let me longer on your... I mean, linger on your...
Doug, are you all right? Is something wrong?
Wrong? Why? Is something different?
You've been disturbing the class all morning.
Well, I've been,
All right. Who's the artist who drew this masterpiece?
Nice one.
Boomer, I want you to stay after class.
But, Miss Wingo, I didn't do it.
You heard me, young man.
Ah, saved. I was saved.
Okay, Doug, you can take your seat.
This was the luckiest thing that ever happened to me. But what about Boomer? I wondered if he was going to have to face the assistant principal.
Yeah, you thought you could get away from me, eh, Mr. Boomer?
No, Mr. Bonefinger.
I hated to see anybody in the assistant principal's clutches, especially if he didn't do anything. I'd be a heel if I didn't save the poor sap.
Talk!
Hold it right there. I'm the guy you want.
What did you say, Doug?
I said I did the drawing.
You? Doug?
I guess. Yeah.
Doug, would you come up here, please?
Mrs. Wingo, I wanted to tell you how sorry...
I have something to show you. It's an album I put together of budding artists' work. This one was done by Chalky's father. Here's one by Mr. Dink. I knew it was his by the terrible spelling. Dozens of them.
And now if you'll sign yours, I'll paste it in with the rest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, sure, Mrs. Wingo.
Thank you, Doug.
No problem. See you later, Mrs. Wingo.
Well, one more thing I ask my artist to do.
Yes?
I want you to clean every one of these desktops.
Uh-huh. Well, the doodle is in safe hands, and Operation Clean Desk is underway. Thanks to...